What do we have here? We've got blooming going on.
This is a this is probably my favorite rhododendron here. This is the rhododendron macronulatum. It's a species rhododendron as opposed to being a hybrid. It's sometimes called a Korean rhododendron because it's, you know, grows in Korea. And it's planted in Korea. It's again, I a lot of people hate rhododendrons because they're seen everywhere. I think in Seattle, especially when I was growing up, you know, all the yards would have rhododendrons, and they tended to have the ones with the, you know, enormous flowers and in garish colors and large evergreen leaves, kind of, you know, the sort of the typical one,
which is not native.
It's not native, yet a lot of those really kind of garish rhododendron hybrids can trace their ancestry back to the Pacific rhododendron, which is the native species, which again was kind of taken back to England by you know, botanists, and kind of found its way into the nursery trade, and you know, crossbred with other varieties to get a lot of the hybrids that we see in the nursery trade today.
So, mongrels.
Yeah, they're selective breeding to mongrels to some, but you know, there's a definitely always a taste for bigger flowers, and but this one I like. It's so discreet because you've got no leaves on it. It's deciduous, so it loses its leaves in the fall, and then you just get this twiggy mass of branches, and slowly, you know, this one seems a little late, but I find these really start to do their thing around Valentine's Day, and you've got these, you know, these beautiful, I think this one might be Cornell Pink. That's the variety that I see most frequently. You've got these beautiful pink flowers that sort of dot this twiggy mass of branches, and then you know, after a few weeks the leaves will emerge and it'll just be kind of a green shrub that people will walk by and
not recognize.
Pay no
sort of
heed
like
to.
Lilacs, you know. Oh yeah, that's a lilac tree, right?
Exactly, like lilacs. That, you know, it's like after they bloom there isn't much to look at, although they do, I find they do color up nicely in the fall. I want to point out these crepe myrtles here. You know, when we talk about winter gardens, we're not just talking about flowers. You know, the other thing, when we talk about winter interest, we're often talking about the way a tree looks, its habit, and the surface of its bark.
Again, redefine habit.
Oh, habit is basically the shape that it takes. You know, for me, when I started learning what all these trees were, the way I could start to distinguish them from one another was their silhouette. And there's just, you know, genetically a form that each of these plants starts to take, each of the species start to take as they mature. And this tends to be a tall, narrow, multi-stem tree with kind of smooth plating bark. And so I guess we just call that shape the habit, the kind of form that it will ultimately grow into. And you know, this is a, you know, pretty dramatic specimen here, and this effect of these kind of ghostly limbs in the landscape makes it kind of something to, you know, give us pleasure in the wintertime.
Now, when I look at that bark,
we can touch it if you want.
Yeah. Okay, yes, I'd like to touch it. See, it reminds me of madrone trees. Yeah,
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 right? Plating bark. Yeah, Lagerstromia is the
Muskogee.
Muskogee. I don't know about that hybrid, but
And it's indigenous to China, is what
I don't know
say.
What color the. Yeah, these are definitely from China and Japan primarily. Although I think there's an American species too. Do you see these growing in the South a lot? I don't think there's an American species. I'll need to check. But these are these have really amazing floral displays come you know, like September, October, and they have really great fall color too. But there's a really enormous, I mean, by Seattle standards, specimen at the Medicinal Herb Garden, which is worth looking. And that one has purple flowers. It's really dramatic.
That's on the UW campus, right?
Yeah, right. It used to be part of the School of Pharmacology.
Yeah, there you go.